Florida getting ready for a storm. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Preparations are underway in the Sunshine State for possible landfall next week of a major hurricane. Tropical Storm Ian is expected to strengthen over the Caribbean and become a Category 3 hurricane. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez on Fox and Friends Weekend.
We're getting our residents ready. We're getting all of our systems ready, our pumps, making sure that the stationary pumps as well as the portable pumps are ready, focusing on a variety of different areas in the city that typically will flood with heavy rains, and making sure that everybody's prepared.
Governor Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency for all of Florida. The remnants of Hurricane Fiona has caused extensive damage in two eastern Canadian provinces, washing houses into the sea and knocking out power to the vast majority there. Puerto Rico is still suffering widespread power outages after Fiona hit there last weekend. Americans continue to feel the financial pain from high inflation. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with the latest.
The S&P 500 is down 17%. This year, and inflation remains at near 40-year highs. When President Biden was sworn into office, inflation stood at just 1.4%. Today, it's at 8.3%. It was already at 7.9% when Russian forces invaded Ukraine. More than half of Americans say inflation is causing them financial hardship. One in four families are cutting back on their spending.
Dairy products are up 16% over the past year. Cereal up nearly 17%, and eggs have increased by 40%. Ukrainian officials say new strikes by Russian forces on Ukrainian cities have killed at least three people and wounded 19. This as hundreds of people were arrested in Russia while protesting President Putin's recent announcement that he's ordered more troops to be mobilized to fight in Ukraine. America is listening. Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A former New York City mayor gets a warning from a judge.
Rudy Giuliani blew off a court hearing Friday where Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Michael Katz said he would toss the former mayor behind bars if he doesn't pay over $225,000 plus legal fees to his ex-wife by early next month. The ultimatum coming in the divorce case between Giuliani and his ex, Judith. She claims in a lawsuit that the Trump confidant owes her $262,000 in payments under the terms of their 2019 settlement. As Mr. Giuliani was a no-show, Judge Katz granted her request for a default judgment, finding the former mayor in contempt. Giuliani admitted during a hearing earlier this month that he owed money to his ex-wife, but that the amount she claims is a gross exaggeration. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
More details are emerging on the alleged motives of a suspect charged in the hit-and-run death last Sunday of a North Dakota teenager.
41-year-old Shannon Brand is charged with DUI-related vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Police say he hit and killed 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson in the small North Dakota town of McHenry. Police say the teen called his mother last Sunday saying Brandt was chasing him. And court documents state that Brandt claimed they had a political argument and that Brandt admitted to state radio that he hit the pedestrian and that the pedestrian was part of a Republican extremist group. Authorities have not confirmed that Ellingson belonged to a Republican extremist group, but the suspect's claims are leading to more calls from Republicans for a stop to extreme and divisive political rhetoric.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Military officials say a Massachusetts soldier who went missing during the Korean War and was later reported to have died in a prisoner of war camp has been accounted for. DNA analysis was conducted on a set of remains disinterred from a cemetery in Hawaii to identify then 19-year-old Army Corporal Joseph J. Puopolo of East Boston. His now 99-year-old sister among the family members notified. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.